And now I would like to invite the boys and girls, members of our church school, those who would like to join with me for a few moments to come down this time. Come on down, guys. Church here. Yep. I'll be here. We've got a very nice age range here this morning. See if anybody is as old as I was when the story I'm about to tell you took place.
Anybody here either 13 or 14 years old?
You look like you're pretty close. How old are you guys?
12.
Anybody?
I'll tell you a little something that happened to me when I was,
why don't you guys scoot over this way a little bit, because I can't stand in front of
the speaker, all kinds of crazy things will happen.
All right.
I'll tell you something happened to me when I was 14. I was living in a little town in the state of West Virginia. I lived there
almost all.
I'd never seen any kind of a big city
at all.
And then one
weekend in the spring, I had an uncle who lived in the faraway city of Cincinnati, Ohio. Far away
at that time.
And it was the biggest town I'd ever been in. And I got to get on a train all by myself and ride from
Cincinnati, Ohio. I
got off the train
and went to baseball games. A place called Crosby
Field. It no longer existed.
That was where
the Cincinnati
Reds played their games.
And I thought I was the biggest, most grown up guy in all by
myself. I was sitting there in this big ballpark with this great big city, bigger than I've ever seen, all spread out in front of me, and I thought, I am a big guy. I am grown up.
I am arrived. About halfway through the game, as often happens when you're in one place for a long time, I needed to go to the bathroom. I told my uncle, I said,
I'll go to the bathroom.
He said, okay, I'll take you with me. Oh, no, I'm
fine. I can do it by myself.
Thing. He says, you sure you know where we're sitting? Yes.
I go under the grandstand. I go walking along. I didn't realize how far I've walked. I walk along until I finally find a men's room. And when I come back out again, I've forgotten how far I have walked.
Yes.
Think I better switch to this one?
All right.
Hold on, guys. We'll keep working on it.
And I decided I'm going to go back. And I forgot how far I walked. And I walked back up the wrong section to get into the grandstand where I was. And I looked around, and I didn't see my uncle where I thought he'd be sitting. And I didn't see anybody I knew at all. And all of a sudden, I was no longer this big hotshot guy who was in the big city. I was this scared little dude who didn't know where he was and where his uncle was, and I didn't know what to do. And I sat there feeling very frightened, because all I was seeing was just a bunch of strange people. And here was this great big city out there that I knew nothing about. And then I tried to remember how I had gotten from where my uncle was to where the restroom was. I went back under the grandstand, and I started just kind of walking along. And lo and behold, pretty soon, here comes my uncle walking towards me because he noticed I'd been gone for a while and was kind of wondering what happened to me. And he's smiling and he's waving, and I smile and wave, and I feel fine. And we go back to our seat, and we watch the rest of the game. Now, that happened about 50 years ago, but as you can tell, I still remember it really well. And I think one of the reasons I remember it is because even though it was just an experience happening to me like I've described it, it's something we all know about, not just when we're kids, not just when we're teenagers, but throughout our whole life. There are times when everybody feels a little lost and a little confused and not quite knowing where we are. And that at that time, we need people who know us and who love us and who care about us. And we need a safe place to be where we can really be ourselves. And I think that's what this congregation, that's what this church is about, is to have a place in a world that's sometimes very confusing and overwhelming to us, where we can know there are people who care about us, and we have a place to be where we can be ourselves and where we can be who we are. And that's what your Sunday school classes are about. That's what your teachers are about. That's what this whole congregation is about. So I hope you'll think about that as this year goes forward. I want you to sit here for just a moment, and Jed's going to help you sing what we'll sing as you go. Okay? Stay right here. All right.